AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
That's a heinous act to shoot a 74-year-old man walking on the street on Easter. I mean, that grabs your attention.
Steve Stevens was found today near Erie, Pennsylvania, the man wanted for the shooting death of a man in Cleveland that was recorded. The video was posted on Facebook. Major William Tepper with Pennsylvania State Police says Stevens' car was spotted this morning.
This resulted in the Ford Fusion coming to a stop. At that time, Stevens used a handgun to take his own life.
Tepper says a McDonald's employee recognized Stevens at a drive-thru. President Trump signed an order in Wisconsin today to tighten rules to make it tougher for tech companies to hire foreign workers.
The American people voted to end the theft of American prosperity. They voted to bring back their jobs and to bring back their dreams into our country.
The target is the H-1B visa program, which the White House says undercuts U.S. workers by bringing in large numbers of cheaper foreign workers, driving down wages. There was an encounter between American and Russian planes off the coast of Alaska. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon says it intercepted two Russian bombers in international airspace off the Alaskan coast yesterday. Navy Commander Gary Ross says two F-22 Raptor stealth fighter jets conducted what he calls a safe and professional intercept of the Tu-95 Bear bombers. Fox News said the Russian planes came within 100 miles of Alaska's Kodiak Island and headed back to Russia after the American jets escorted them for 12 minutes. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
In New York, former store clerk Pedro Hernandez was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing a six-year-old boy, Eitan Pates, back in 1979. The CEO of United Airlines says no one will be fired over the dragging of a man off a plane, including himself. The Dow lost 112. This is AP Radio News. Today, Georgetown University renamed two buildings in honor of slaves who were sold by Jesuit priests in the early 1800s to benefit the school. This is Georgetown President John DeGoya.
We offer this apology for the sins against your ancestors humbly and without expectation.
Georgetown is also giving preference in admissions to descendants of the 272 people who were sold. Coming off the flaming batteries that sunk the Galaxy Note 7, Samsung has a new smartphone, the Galaxy S8. AP tech writer Nick Jasdanen says the phones are expensive and Samsung is playing it conservative with the batteries on these phones.
The phones are a little bit bigger. It could have really fit in a larger battery capacity. It's instead using that room just to give the battery more breathing room, which hopefully means a safer battery.
Spontaneous fires forced the recall of the Note 7. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.